Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Marinim and Rasi Shivichu, the schuss for Rabbi Shai ben Leah, Moshe Yudav and Pesach and Reis and Moshe Mordechai, Chayav Chavit Fega, Bas Michal, Yudis Basya, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassa, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Shai ben Leah, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe ben Reisel. And, sweet friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim. In the Agadat is Masechet Shabbos. We are on Daf Lamed Beis. I'm Rabbi Yitzhak, great Rabbi Yehuda. V'olam yivake yishadam rachem shlo yechle. Shim yechle amu ohovi schus v'yipotir. A person should always ask for mercy that he shouldn't become ill. Because if he becomes ill, says Rabbi Yitzhak, great Rabbi Yehuda, we tell him that he should bring a merit and become potir. He should bring a merit and become putter. So this person, if he's healthy and everything is cool, the moment a person's sick, then he has to find a way to have a schus to get out of it, to extricate himself, be healed. Marufa says, what's the pasuk? When the faller falls, it's up to him to bring a raya. In other words, Yipal Anofa Mimenu. So the Gemara darshins the Mimenu. Why does it say Yipal Hanofel? And the answer is Mimenu Lahavi Raya. It's up to him to bring, it's from him to bring a raya. Otherwise, in other words, he has to bring a proof that he should be healed. Otherwise, he's not healed, chas v'shalom. And then the Gemara continues, v'tanu v'yishmel da'av darashin skibu anofa mimenu, roiza lipo m'shishtimei v'reishis. He should have already fallen from the 6 days of creation, it was already planned out, and v'gagu n'schus ha'idei zake v'chol ba'idei chayu. But good things come through good people, and bad things come for those who are chayiv. And as Rashi explains, the Balabais is chayiv because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Makkah. Okay, Ad Kan Midivrei Kotcha Shela Sugya. And now we're going to see what Maran Arav has to say about it. Hachaleim kocho pigei olam yesh bem tachlit musarit lerakech lev ha'adam ha'kashe. Shiyeh ha'yadam yoter karov v'ikana l'darkei Hashem ha'tuvim. Illness, like all of the tragedies in the world, all of the troubles we have in the world, all of the harm, all of the damage, have a tachlis musaris, have a ethical purpose. To soften a man's hard heart, through which he was more likely to subordinate himself to the good ways of Hashem. Yine kshem shezem achalim v'amagdut b'fol amalim b'olam ken mo'ila gam ken mitziyutam v'yde ma shi'achim v'adam da'ato b'yoto shalei v'sha'anam. Sh'enenu b'toch mekom ma'achala v'takala rak v'ezrat Hashem v'rachamav. Just like the very illnesses are effective in the world, so too, it's also effective when a person has a mitzius where he's serenity, where he's calm, And he's not guaranteed that he's not going to get sick, but just with God's mercy, he'll remain healthy. There's a matzah when a person's sick, that softens his heart when a person's suffering. And there's another matzah when a person's healthy, when a person has serenity in life, things are going his way. ואותו קשית העורף הטבעית הנטועה בליבו של אדם בטבעו, תתרכך על ידי הציור של מציאות המחלות, ועל ידי בקשת החכמים שמקרב את דעתו של אדם לבוא לדרכו בשם יתברך. So, when a person is healthy, then they can attain the toelis, the benefit of illness, just by knowing that one could get sick. And so the Gemara says, "Lo yivakish rachamim shelo yechle." A person should ask for mercy always. Always ask for mercy that he shouldn't get sick. Because if he gets sick, he has to bring a special schus. So in the meantime, ask for mercy. And in this way, he realizes, oh, I'm close to God. I'm asking for mercy that I shouldn't get sick. And he's going to stay on the straight and narrow. Because he realizes that he could get sick. And he's asking Hashem for mercy that he doesn't get sick. So this is what saves a person. This is what keeps a person close to Hashem. So as long as a person is staying close to Hashem, he doesn't need the illness. So then Hashem has mercy on him and he's not going to get sick. And even though maybe inside of him, says the Rav, he has netios, this is Maran HaRav, Amud Ve'ot Reishbet, and even though inside of him he has these netios, Ve'ot She'kochan Gamken, B'tziur Pnimi, Da'a L'tziur HaMachniyah Me'efshirut HaMatzavim HaRaim HaMetrakshim Lavo Levatzir Kochan, Ve'en Tzir Zchut Acheret Pa'alit. So even though maybe inside he has some negative inclinations, but it's enough for the picture, the illustration, the imagination of the bad things that are going to come upon him to keep him, to temper him, to keep him, to curb his evil inclination. So what does Bakashas Rachamim mean? Bakashas Rachamim shows a man's weakness, that anything bad can happen in any moment. So I'm always la'olam, la'olam, la'olam yivakish adam rachamim. Always asking mercy that he shouldn't get sick. He knows that at any moment he could get sick. Rachmana litzlan. Any moment a person can get Lou Gehrig's disease. Rachmana litzlan. A person can get all these horrific types of cancer. Rachmana litzlan. Rachmana litzlan. So a person constantly asks God, please, no. And then the very tzil, the very picture in his mind that he could get sick, keeps him honest, keeps him spiritually healthy. And then he's going to go on the path of Hashem. But אם יאכלו בפועל, אותי שמצד משה רק כל כך שראש מצלת שעושה מהמודית העולה לבוא על אדם לא פלט פלט, לא צא, he does get sick. So that shows that the picture that he had in his mind of maybe getting sick was not effective to keep him in the right path. And maybe he had to get sick before. שהרושם של הציור האפשרי מהמרדות העלולה לבוא על האדם לא פעל את פעולתו עד שהוא צריך דווקא אחורי ופועל כדי לצרף סיגה ונטיותיו הרעות. אם כן, ודאי לא רק בדרך ציור גנוז נמצאת בקרבו נטייה, אלא רק כי אז ידע הציור של אפשרות המוסר והמחוב להחלישו. So it's not if just a person inside of himself had a picture of evil, an illustration of evil, a dimion of evil, an imagination of evil, and the imagination of the illness would be enough to keep him at bay. What happened over here is he got sick before. That means that the Ra inside of him also came before. It was also actualized. And therefore, you need a schus, that was already actualized. Since the evil was actualized, so therefore the illness was actualized, and now he needs a schus that was actualized. לדעתו של אדם שלא ישקע כולו באותו מצב שהוא נתון בקרבו. כי משקיף לדון על כמה שינויים שיכול לצאת יום מדי סיבוב הסיבות מעדון כל המעשים. בידי בקשרת הרמים ירומם רוחו, לתקן דרכיו לא דווקא לפי ערך המצב שהוא כבר נמצא בו, כי אם גם כן לפי ערך המצבים האפשריים להשתנות. בכוח זו הזכות לעצמו יהיה גורם שכל השינויים יהיו לטובה. כי יד השם מתויר תמיד עליו, לטובה. האדם צריך להיות נכון לקבל את הטוב, שבקשה של רחמים היא לזה הכשר גדול. להיותה עם עוז פעולותה מתארת הרגע שבלב, להיות מוכן לעשות בסיס למעשים טובים ודעיות נכונות. You want to make yourself a basis for good things? Ask for רחמים. And the רחמים can come without מאכלים נשואים. ושמוע תשמע לכל השם אלוקיך, ויש אבין התעשה, ודנת נצוס, ושמעת את כל חוקיו, כל המאכל השם שמים אצלם, ועושים מלאכים לשם רופאיך. If you follow the path of Hashem, you listen to his mitzvahs, you guard all of his statutes, then all of the diseases that I gave to Mitzrayim are not going to be put on you, because I am God who heals you. So don't get too involved in your present matzav. The person has to know that his present matzav can change at any minute. And then he's mevakesh rachamim. And then in that schus, then the shinuyim, all the changes that come upon him will be for the good. So ultimately Hashem wants what's good for us. And bakashas rachamim is a hechsher gadol to bring the good upon us. So the message of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, is ask for mercy before you get sick. Because it makes a person humble, it softens him, he knows that at any minute he gets sick, he makes himself a base for the good, that could come upon him, he's connected to Rabbanu Shalom, he knows who's in charge, it's good. Because if he gets sick, that means that the evil inside of him is not just a concept in his mind, and an idea, an illusion, and therefore, if that were true, then just the idea of getting sick would be enough to keep him at bay. But since the evil was actualized, the male of the illness has to be actualized. And then he needs an actual Swiss to save him. And we'll have a Swiss repartee. Amar Ukva Maikra. So what's the source for this, the scriptural source? He says, Kipa Anofa Mimeno Meno Lohavi Raya. He has to bring a raya. When the faller falls, he has to bring a raya to be saved, meaning he has to have a schus in order to be saved. Holzman Shikochem Alech Kisitro Velopirot Radio, Olechu Gamkin Bishvila Klaupula. Shikozman Shena Damaskiats Mamiaskuta Kalita Rayman. Kivacha Badano and Sub Kazeshu Flats Lokoha Yashan Shalachema Kalim, I day Sibam Specket Bishvora Koho, Asihu Shiafi Allah Kota Yom Hema Kalim. וצריך על זה זכות פרטית שיש לחיה, גם בפני עצמם, ערך נכון בעולם. אם כן, נפילה היא אומנם מהגן, והיא הגורמת ההעתקה של מצב החיים הכללי ממקומו הבטוח, על ידי הפרעתו. ולא צריך על זה זכות מיוחדת, על שיוויו העצמי של אותו האיש מצד פרטיותו. לא מחיים הכללים שכבר היינו מספיקים לקיימו בעצמי סל החיים. מצד כוח התקופה והילוד שקיבל, כי מקורו מערך עצמי. ממנו להביא ראיה. אז הרב מדייק פה, and the fact that it says, "Mimenu lo havi raya." So as long as life is going according to its normal seder, without any disruptions, specific disruptions, so the person goes in the path of the cloud. As long as he's not mafki himself, he doesn't remove himself from the schus of the cloud, so he benefits from the merit of the community. When a person comes to a situation that there is a disruption of the Koach HaYosha, the straight path of the Chaim HaKvali, of going with the community, of being an upstanding member of the community, through a reason that is sufficient to break its power, so he has veered now from the regular path of the community, so now he needs the appearance of a Koach Elyon, of a celestial power for his personal life. He needs a personal source. Normally, when you're living in the straight and narrow, so the schus of the cloud is going to be enough. But when a person has removed himself from the cloud, from the schus of the cloud, now he needs an individual schus, a personal schus. So where is he falling from? He's falling from the roof. Maybe the roof symbolizes that he's separate from everybody else. Everybody else is on ground level, and he's on the roof. He's somewhere else. He's in a different mishus. So he has been mafkir himself from the cloud. And Mimela, he needs his own personal special schus. And the schus of the cloud is nishginik, is not enough. And therefore, Mimenu, lahavi raya, he has to bring the raya from himself, not from the cloud. וזהו אבל כל מצב המעתיק את האדם מכוח הכללי של כלל החיים עד שצריך השפעה מפורטת. ואין שבה ידי כוח מעתיק ותוחף וניכר לעין, ואין שבה ידי כוחות שאינם מורגשים לשעתה מנפים בתור מחלה. כיוון שנתק אדם להיות חי וזה למחרים הכללים, צריך לתנאים אחרים, להשיב את כל אליו, כבר הוא צריך להיות הזכות של קיום נמצאת בקרבו בעצמו ממנו להביא ראיה. This is a cloud of might. Whenever a person loses, he takes himself away from the כוח החיים הכללי, from the general community, he no longer has their merit. So now he has to find a personal merit. It could be that he falls from the roof, could be that he gets sick, but the point is that he has been removed from the general source of the tzibur, And therefore, he has to bring a raya for himself, from himself. Havei schus v'yipater, bring your own schus, not the schus of the klal. Bring your own schus. Ma'ikra kifo anofo mimenu, mimenu v'havi raya. It has to come from him, because he has lost the schus of the klal. As long as the schus of the klal brings cool. But afterwards, when he loses that schus, the mela, he has to bring the schus from himself. Okay, this was super phenomenal, and we'd like to also talk about Tana Rebbe Yishmael, that he was supposed to fall from the 6 days of creation, so that's on our desk, so to speak, as a coming attraction. So Baruch Hashem, we were open to learn this. This Torah is just worth millions upon millions of dollars, and we get it absolutely free. So that's just a big bracha. And we thank the Shel Elokei Aruchos, the God of all spirits, for giving us this schus. And we just be zochah to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.